recording. As a result of a comprehensive study that's been done on the Australian Bureau of Meteorology observation data for Australia over 212 sites over 150 years, it is now possible to create an argument for an exemption for carbon credits and compliance with exhaust based on that data, that global warming is not happening for Australia based on the data. This could create a website which would be of international interest to know how they can look at their observation data for other countries and find out whether global warming is happening in those countries by reference to temperature observations for the past 150, 200 years. In Australia, that would benefit companies that pay carbon credit tax and compliance with carbon credit emissions requirements. So that the main ones I know of at the moment are the electricity companies and the mining companies, but there may be others. For instance, any residential person who pays rates would be paying a component that the council pays towards carbon credits, purchase of carbon credits. So this is of relevance to virtually anybody to have an argument for an exemption for paying a proportion of their rates to council, in that there's no justification for paying rates for carbon credits to some foreign entities. So this could be the basis for a website that could be done to that end, which would be a showcase website type of thing, just talking about the research that's been done and the benefit to Australian industry. Possibly this could obtain a grant of some sort, but the work's basically been done over the past year and a half. We have the update for 2020 taking place in the next 4 to 6 weeks to bring a summary for what's happened as regards the temperature observation data for 2020 for each state of Australia. So that's an idea for a website.
So, if you have the data.
I've got the data, but we'll think about a website. If you know any entities that pay carbon credits and you refer them through and we get the exemption, which will include the court process if needs be, to use the evidence in court, then there's something in it.